Thank you, beloveds. This is Prophetess Mary Ayodele on Sunday, September 6, 2020, and I'm welcoming you to Season 4, Episode 1 of Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency. Let us open with prayer. Giving honor to the Most High, we are grateful for having the opportunity to gather together once again through the four corners of the earth, through time and space, to honor your sacred wisdom as it plays out in our lives. We pray for the acute observation skills and attention to detail that brings us wisdom and the knowledge of how to operate on and do what is necessary when we notice the rhythms in our lives to bring about change, more compassion, more love, more kindness, and to share that with others. In the holy name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining me once again. I want to take a minute and thank everyone who contributes and donates to help this podcast to reach more people in more places at more times. You are so important to the work we do, and we say a special prayer for you that you and the work of your hands and the life that you live be blessed in all the ways possible in the name of Yahshua. You are touching the lives of so many people that you do not know with your donations, because they enable us to spread this information around and encourage people who are facing some very difficult times. Our prayers that as we continue this podcast, we will step into more hands-on activities and options for people to actualize these concepts in their lives. In other words, they'll be able to actually go home and do something with what they've heard to bring about peace, compassion, and resiliency in their lives and the lives of others around them. So thank you so much. And we appreciate your notes and your prayer request. If you'd like to request prayer, please email me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. We will definitely keep you on the prayer list for at least 30 days. We will put you on there for more if you request it. Prayer does change things. Today, we're going to begin the season that I mentioned to you last week, which is how to work with the rhythms that you recognize in your life, or for short, working with the rhythms that you recognize in your life. Last season, I took you through some really simple steps to notice your personal, community, cultural, and cosmic rhythms. And this season, we're going to step into doing something with that information. We are blessed that according to the Gregorian calendar, it is now September. And those of us here in the United States of America are about to step into a cultural rhythm tomorrow. It is a national holiday. And those of us around the world will be stepping into a cosmic rhythm this month, facing the fall equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. Of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, it will not be fall. It will be, people will be going into spring. Well, let's begin. The reason it's important to work with this knowledge is because it's vital that we step out of the intellect and balance it with action. It's important to plan and to think, and it's also really important to do something with what you're planning and thinking. So in this season, we're going to step into some balance between the intellect and the heart, between the intellectualization and the actualization of these ideas. When you achieve that balance in your life, you'll find that you're able to get equilibrium in other areas too. We are talking quantum physics in a sense, in all senses. What I mean is science has proven what we're about to do in the laboratory, but before science even figured out what laboratories were, our ancestors had figured this out by living. You know, humans have been around for a minute and we figured some things out. There are many ways to access the quantum reality. And like I said, some people do it in a laboratory, other people do it in prayer, other people do it in nature. We're going to do it through noticing these rhythms and then doing something with what we notice. So it's vitally important. If you learn one thing, you don't have to learn 18 things to do. If you just learn how to do one thing with what you've noticed, it can shift the paradigm in your life, and things that you've been struggling with for many, many, many years can loosen up and be released from your environment and from your consciousness. And for those of you wondering, that's why people talk about prayer so much, because it can cause a quantum shift. We're going to talk about prayer and action going together in this beautiful sandwich of reality, right? Okay. What to look for. Now, what you're going to look for when you're working with the rhythms you recognize, you're going to look at how the different areas I taught about last season interact with one another. So for example, in the United States of America tomorrow, we are honoring something called Labor Day. It's a holiday, a federal holiday. So all offices in the United States, all government offices in the United States are closed tomorrow. Post offices and things of that nature. Now, how does that interact with you personally? Are you working for the federal government and now you don't have to go to work? How does it operate in your community? Does your community have a Labor Day parade or a celebration of some sort? How does it operate nationally? What does your government do in order to recognize Labor Day? And some of you may be thinking, what is Labor Day? Isn't that just a day we don't go to work? That brings me to a vital point. When you are noticing these rhythms in your life or the community or your culture, the exceptional step to take would be to learn the history of this rhythm. Why do we have Labor Day? When did it start? What was the point of it when it started? Are we still on focus with that point now, or did we drop the ball and now it's something else? Once you know the history of it, connecting with the root of that holiday can also turn the paradigm in your favor. So for example, if you learn the original purpose of the holiday was really not to work, it doesn't mean to go shopping or to buy cars or houses. It was really, this is hard to believe, I know, in 2020, but I remember there was a time where people literally took the day off. They didn't go shopping online or banking. Grocery stores were closed on one day a week. It is true. There was no 24-hour shopping. When 7-Eleven offered 24-hour, you know, store or convenience store, it was radical in many parts of the country when that first started happening. Gas stations would be closed. You had to plan to go get your gas before it closed. And what came of that were people understood rest. Regular consumers didn't have answering machines or voicemail. So if you called and no one was home, you had to live with that, because whatever you were calling for could really wait, right? If you were a doctor or an attorney or something. You may have a real person who answered the phone. It was called, I think, a switchboard service, but it was a human being who answered the phone and took messages, and doctors still have those today. But the point was, every minute of your life was not sucked into some sort of artificial sense of being busy. So if someone wanted to talk to you, they would arrange to call you at a certain time. There was no call waiting. If someone called and you were on the phone, they got a busy signal. That meant you were busy. That meant they had to wait. People understood how to wait. There was a different social graciousness around waiting for things and timing things. We have lost that. Now everybody wants everything right now. And if it's not now, what's wrong with you? And we also see an uptick in people consuming beverages that give them more energy, more activity, more stimulation. So we have a highly overstimulated society right now that really doesn't know how to stop doing anything. They just look for more things to do. So I'm telling you this for a reason. If you look at the history of Labor Day and you're in the United States or one of the territories that recognize it, then you could actually connect with the root reason of it and you could take a day off. That doesn't mean hang out with your friends. It means a real day off. And many people hearing the sound of my voice have no idea what that really means. So we're going to have to explore that, because part of spiritual resilience is knowing how to rest. And I talked about that a couple of seasons ago. So resting is vital. Resting is important. Resting is real. Resting is truth. Resting is sacred. So understand what the rhythm is for that you notice. Why? Well, how do you, so you do that. And then how do you interact with what you figure out? Well, one, you can create your own legacy. If you didn't know what Labor Day was and you just went to work anyway, or I don't know, you clean the garage out every year or something, you could decide to create a new family tradition where you really don't do labor. Most sacred traditions around the world have a day of rest built into the sacred text. Check it out. There's a reason that rest is sacred. And I'm not just saying that to have a snappy comeback. Rest is really sacred. Rest is just as sacred as working. You just have to learn the right balance. The other reason that interacting with what you figure out is important is, if there are family or community traditions that are undesirable, you have the ability to create a personal tradition for yourself that could be desirable. So if there's a gathering like a parade where people usually drink too much alcohol and things get out of hand after that, you can create a situation of recognition where you don't have any alcohol, but you rest on your lawn chair in your garden, or you, whatever you choose to do, accept the undesirable behavior. And if you create a regular routine for yourself, create your own activities around these rhythmic cycles, you'll find that vibration influencing the people around you. And the next thing you know, you've created, shifted, moved the vibration a bit toward wholeness and healing. So once you recognize the rhythms in your life, if you see something that's undesirable, unproductive, and just downright pitiful, you will strengthen your spiritual resiliency by resisting the continuation of that behavior and activity, and by replacing it with another activity, which is healing, wholesome, restful, compassionate, kind, and loving to yourself and others. I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's always a blessing for me to be with you. The verse for this week that I'd like to share with you to pray with as sunrise for the next 6 days is, I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. That is Psalm 26, verse 3, from the New International Version of the Bible. You may use any translation of the Bible that you can get your hands onto or pull up on your screen. You do not have to stick with this version of the Bible. Get one that you can use of any translation and look at Psalm 26, verse 3. I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. Psalm 26, verse 3. I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. Join me and pray that prayer sunrise for the next six mornings. Save that prayer, save that verse, write it down, print it out, work with it, memorize it, apply it to your life, and see the changes that come about so that when you need to hold on to something, if you have a moment in life where you need a compass, don't know which way to go, if you need an anchor because you're spinning out of control or you're afraid you may, if you just need some comfort to lay your head down at night and rest well, remember, I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. Psalm 26, verse 3. And you can work any of the verses that I have shared with you since the beginning of this podcast in that same fashion, meaning you can memorize it, refer to it, rest in it, meditate on it, apply it to your life. If you have any questions about how to do any of those things, please write me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at Lady Mary Ayodele and Twitter at Lady Ayodele and Facebook at Lady Mary Ayodele. If you'd like to donate to this podcast, any amount that moves across your heart, feel free to do so by PayPal by sending it to prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com, or if you'd like to make a donation in any other form, please let me know and write me at that address and we will work it out. I offer spiritual direction services if you are looking for a group activity that is affordable to help you walk through some spiritual questions in your life. And I also offer those services individually. The payment for that is sliding scale. You pay what you can afford to pay. And if you're interested in those two options, the reason I brought them up is because what we're talking about in this podcast can be discussed and further deepened in your life in those two activities. And you may also deepen your walk with this information by joining the Facebook group, Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency, where these ideas will be dealt with in more depth. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you, and I love you all. Be blessed and held in the arms of Yeshua the Christ as you go about your daily life, as you go about your daily prayers, as you go about your daily activities. Know that you are never alone, that a comforter has been sent to you to walk with you and guide you and get you through these times in life that may seem challenging or troubling. And know that every challenge that you face brings you up to your full threshold of spiritual resiliency. That the more you practice facing life, the stronger you become spiritually. Thus, if you are strong in spirit, you are strong in all different dimensions of your being, because we are spirits in the material world. And everything, and I do mean everything, happens in spirit first before it manifests in the physical. Thank you so much for joining me again. May you be blessed by Yah, the Most High, and covered and protected under the wings of Yah. Now and always. Be blessed. Love you. Talk to you next week. By the grace of the Most High. Bye-bye.